Steve Burness joining us, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and we go through these scams and spams every week at this time. And Steve, good morning. Let's start with Father's Day. A lot of people online looking for last-minute gifts, but the message is beware, right?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, if you haven't done your Father's Day shopping yet, don't let your guard down and play into the hands of the scammers. You know, the National Retail Federation says about $24 billion will be spent. So guess what, Bob? The scammers, you know, will be there. So it's really an excellent opportunity for con artists to, you know, target these consumers with fake websites. We're seeing that in phony emails and fraudulent texts. So when you are looking for Father's Day's online, presents online, make sure you do your homework, especially at our website, bv.org, to find out about the company itself. And make sure you look at the shipping and delivery times. And never enter your personal information in a pop-up screen, Bob. Those are always concerning because once they pop up and they have this great offer for your dad, you don't know who those companies are. Mm-hmm. You got to do the research on them. It's like somebody coming to your door and knocking on your door. I mean, you just don't do business with them until you do the research on them.
Be careful out there. I was glad to read that there is a crackdown on these gym membership scams now. How does this fraud, how does this scheme work?
Well, the Illinois State Senator is trying to pass a measure cracking down on these scams that are basically bad, sometimes bad practices from gym memberships. So basically the new measure stops gym and fitness centers from canceling or changing benefits promised in a lifetime membership. So they promise these lifetime memberships, and a year later, oh, sorry, you know, these are changes to it. No, you can't do this anymore. So really, it's like the bait and switch type scams or basic deceptive tactics. So really, we always, when you're signing a gym contract, make sure you're reading all the fine print. And hopefully this measure will prevent them from doing the bait and switch, where they get lifetime memberships and all of a sudden, oh, never mind, you know, you're taking it away.
Mm-hmm. There's a story about an Evanston woman who lost more than $60,000 to a scammer, and I'm not sure how she fell for this person impersonating Kevin Costner, is that right?
They are, Bob. Yeah. So the scammers are now using celebrities to try to befriend people. And this woman in Evanston, unfortunately, you said mentioned $62,000. He said to her that he was Kevin Costner, and he needs some. He would help with her investments, and he would get her more money on him, and take care of her as well. And she just thought it was him. These scammers are now using celebrities to lure them into these schemes. And as we talked about quite often, Bob, imposter scams come in many varieties, but they always tend to be pretend to be somebody else. And now they're using actors to take advantage of people. And it's so disheartening to hear that, Bob.
How about the AI technology that exists now, where a video can be altered and a voice can be altered? It's getting harder and harder to spot those fakes, isn't it?
It is, Bob. We're seeing these videos all the time at the Better Business Bureau, and every time you look at them, they just get better and better. And it's really hard to determine if it's that person talking or if it's somebody using AI technology. As we talked about in the past, they really just need about 5 to 7 seconds of your voice. It could be from a video online, or it could be from somewhere else, and they can use it, and it'll sound like your voice. It's really alarming what's happening out there, and that's why we want consumers, you got to do more due diligence than you have in the past because of all these technologies now out there that are trying to deceive and fool you in some way, Bob.
And on TikTok, this has been popping up where someone is asking for money for animal shelters, but this is a big fraud, isn't it?
It is, Bob. It's a big scam going on TikTok right now. And again, these scammers taking advantage of the situation. The Better Business Bureau is seeing this all across the country, including here in Chicago, Northern Illinois. The fraudsters are using really emotionally charged videos to trick the kind-hearted viewers to donating to fake causes. So they basically are tugging at your heartstrings, Bob, and they show these pictures of these adorable animals, sentimental music, and those handmade items, all really crafted to build trust and urgency. But really, as we talked about, Bob, behind the scenes, it's a calculated scam targeting generous animal lovers and well-meaning donors. So TikTok, like any other platform, you've got to do your research on the organization, charity, and never donate immediately, Bob. Because, again, doing the research on the company or the charity itself and be skeptical of emotional appeals to pressure you to act quickly. And that's what's happening right now on TikTok, Bob.
What's the best way to find out if a charity is legit?
Well, we have a website called give.org, and that's our national website that really uses to check on these charities itself to see if they meet the 20 standards of Better Business Bureau charitable accountability in the marketplace. So there's other websites, you know, out there to do some research, but most of the times the consumers don't fall for these victims or fall for these scams. They don't do any research, Bob, and that's what's so disheartening. It's like somebody coming up to you down a dark alley. You're not going to give them money. So if somebody calls you out of the blue, Bob, and says they got this great offer or you can help this animal shelter, just click here. That's the tip off the rip off, Bob.
And finally, if you get a notification congratulating you on an award you have just won, don't get too happy about it, right?
Exactly. We're seeing that increasing, especially there was one in Bloomingdale area recently. They were sending checks out to residents of Bloomingdale, basically saying you won, a lottery of, $100,000. And that's all you have to do is send us a check for $2,980 to cover the taxes. And it's always like that. You win, but you got to pay, and that's the tip off the rip off, Bob. If you win something, it's free, and you shouldn't have to pay anything or give me your credit card number. Check out the company with the Better Business Bureau.
Amazing people still fall for this. And we mentioned this briefly, I think, last week, but worth saying something about it again since this is the summer vacation season. Beware of deceptive passport and visa websites. You're hearing a lot of that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're seeing that a lot, Bob, especially companies out east, and they make it look like they're a legitimate passport organization. They say in a really small print they're not a governmental agency, but everything else on there, Bob, alludes to them being a governmental agency helping you in some way. And this is information you can get yourself free of charge, and you don't even have to go through them. So they're charging people like that. So we're seeing an increase at our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau. So when you're doing your passport updates, make sure you deal with the government website only. No click on no links, and make sure that it's truly a governmental website and not some scammer trying to make it look like it, Bob.
Do some research. Do your homework. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.